His bicycle stood at the windowsill, the rubber coil of a mud splasher skirting the front mud guard, its fat black candle grips heating in sunlight, the spud of the dynamo gleaming and cocked back, the pedal treads hanging relieved of the boot of the law. His cap was upside down on the floor next to his chair. The line of its pressure ran like a bevel in his slightly sweating hair. He had unstrapped the heavy ledger, and my father was making tillage returns in acres, roots, and perches. Arithmetic and fear. I sat staring at the polished holster with its buttoned flap, the braid cord looped into the revolver butt. Any other root crops, mangels, marrow stems, anything like that? No. But was there not a line of turnips where the seed ran out in the potato field? I assumed small gilts and sat imagining the black hole in the barracks. He stood up, shifted the baton case further round on his belt, closed the doomsday book, fitted his cap back with two hands, and looked at me as he said goodbye. A shadow bobbed in the window. He was snapping the carrier spring over the ledger. His boot pushed off, and the bicycle ticked, ticked,